call this meeting the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. Let's go right down through the agenda. We have minutes to approve for August 16th. However, I draw your attention to two sets of minutes. We have two separate meetings that day, one at 10 a.m. and one at 4.
I had to have two while I was out.
You had to have two.
Oh, we missed you, Marty.
I'm sure. It was a quick meeting, right?
I can make a motion to approve the morning ones. I was not at the afternoon.
Okay. So a motion from Legislator Myers. Need a second on the morning minutes.
Second.
We have a second.
I'll move the evening one, the afternoon.
The afternoon by Mr. Alvarado. Mm-hmm. All right, and I'll second that. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, these two sets of minutes are approved. We have a referral for discussion today, the proposed act, Kingsland Point Park, renaming of the bathhouse. This is located up in the village of Sleepy Hollow. Correct? And Dave DeLucia and Kathy O'Connor are here from our Parks and Recreation Department. So why don't you join us in any one of those chairs that are comfortable? Preferably one that doesn't sink to the carpet.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'll sit in the one John Hughes sits
in. And the acting commissioner, Mr. Chairman.
That's right. But the summer brought the change, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right, could you just kind of set this in context for us? I think we have some ideas to what it is, but the.
Kingsland Point Park is a county park that was owned back in the 20s. We had a bathhouse and a beautiful swing beach. The beach got carried away in a storm many years ago, and the bathhouse remained pretty much intact, where we operated a concession, a kayak concession on one side, and the Seas of Westchester, which is a sailing school, society for the safe American sailing, education of American sailors. So, it was in not great condition, but it was still intact and useful. Mrs. Davis, who is a lifelong kayaker, outdoors woman, very, very advanced in years. I think she's 100.
102.
She decided 4 years ago to make a donation of $4 million to this building to restore it because of its location on the Hudson River. And she gave the money to Scenic Hudson. Scenic Hudson, in turn, worked out an agreement with our friends of Westchester Parks. And since then, we've hired a designer through the Friends of Parks and started construction. So we're about 50% constructed. Now, this was, according to our Department of Public Works, an $8 million project. However, we've value engineered it down. We've done, we're doing the roof, windows, exterior stucco. We're doing everything we can that makes sense to do. It still goes a long way, $4 million. And then the interior work we'll give to the concessions when they come back into the building to renovate their interior space. There is, in the center, there is a new buildings, the old changing rooms, are the concession areas, and the locker rooms where they had the baskets there on the center pavilion are now going to be education rooms. There's two rooms set up like classrooms, and then two rooms set up for restrooms and offices. So the center pavilion would be used as an educational component. And we've got places like BZAC Environmental Center interested in possibly operating that as an education center under a license agreement. And we're looking at maybe the Sleepy Hollow, the high school, we've met with them. So there's lots of potential people to come in and do the last bits of finishing and operate the bathhouse. So the idea was to rename this particular building in the park the Catherine D. Davis Riverwalk Center. And it's right on the Riverwalk, right on the Planning Department initiative of getting this walk over to the Hudson. So that's the whole thing. It's a fairly simple act that the board is doing, but an importance in recognizing the donation and contribution of this one.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I understand something correctly. The original estimate of $8 million was exterior and interior, or just
yes, the whole thing.
Okay.
And site work, number of different other items. But that was also a DPW estimate through a public bidding process, which right off the bat sets up a much more expensive project. Whereas with the Friends project, basically it's a private project being done with a building permit from the Village of Sleepy Hollow to do the work. So
after getting three RFPs.
Yeah, it was all done.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Quite that way.
Okay. Mrs. Myers.
Yeah, quick question. The $4 million has come through?
We get it bit by bit. They did for the same reason that they didn't give it to us. We wanted it to get the interest on it.
Yeah.
They wanted to, and it's their money. So they give us, as we project, we need another $200,000, we need $180,000. And as we get the money, we bill it back.
Got it. But so far, has everything been working smoothly?
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
so there'd be no case where we'd find ourselves saying,
oh my gosh,
they're not paying. Okay.
No, oh no, not at all.
And the other question was, and it's probably early for this, but we're facing this on the other side of the county. The concessionaires would then come in and outfit the interior of the of the bathhouses.
Yeah, there's not much to do.
And then would you lease to them?
Yeah, we have had a license agreement with vendors for the last 15 years.
And how does that work?
It works the same way all our vendors work. A company comes in, it's under contract, where that for that 5 years they're allowed to operate, in this particular case, a kayak concession.
And how much do they pay for that?
The Parks Board sets the fee for that. We negotiate with them what that fee is.
And that's through the Parks Board?
Through the Parks Board, and in this particular case, it's also through the Village of Sleepy Hollow, because we have an intermunicipal agreement with the village to operate and maintain the park.
Got it.
So we're less involved in those concessions than we would be if we were operating and maintaining the park.
Got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions?
Well, just that the plans that I saw, I think when they came in, a year and a half ago, City Hudson was coming around, and I thought there was sort of the $6 million range. But the bottom line is, with all your value engineering, you left some things out, the interior for the, what wasn't done that they were looking to do for the $6 million or $6.5 million? I'm not sure it was up to $8 million, but it was $6 million or $6.5 million.
We could go over plans together if you want to.
I see, but they're just, they laid out the whole thing, outside landscaping, outside. Is that all being done?
Well, we're going to be doing in-house, we're going to be doing some landscaping. Sanitary was one big nut that we went another way.
Yeah, because they're saying it's like, at the time, frankly, they're saying $4 million is great, it's wonderful, but didn't quite get them to what they wanted to do. So I'm just a little curious.
We didn't refinish the flat roofs into green roofs.
Okay.
We didn't
set up. They also wanted a kitchen set up so that the vendor came in to do actually catering and whatnot.
Through the chair.
That's not it.
So I think they wanted toilet facilities.
Yeah, they. I mean,
the restroom's on top in the pavilion.
Okay, so there are things that left there.
Okay.
It was a $4 million. You had to do it for $4 million.
He's sealing it so that the roof does not leak, and the building will look very nice from the outside. Parks, the previous commissioner committed to doing the basic landscaping. We do great cleanup and planting, and then all the perimeter blacktop is being done in the fall. And so the building will be a very attractive shell. The inside is what they're now going to have to
And once we've done this work now, as you just said, under our IMA with with Sleepy Hollow, will they then take on the responsibility for watering the plants, and it becomes their maintenance then of this facility?
Yes. Yes. As of now, yes.
Right. So if we go from capital to operating, they will now be maintaining that,
yes,
that place. Okay.
But there's not capital.
It's not. It's
a capital project that has nothing to do with the county.
Right. But I'm saying, I mean, the capital work was done, you know, and now it's going over to Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. So the amount of money, if I recall, for you, Mr. Chairman, on the money that was from the county, I recall it being a $600,000 number for whatever reason, right? So with the value, that was part of the value.
There's no money from the county.
There was none.
So we're adding services. We have our own staff that has done work in the building, some interior work in the building, refinishing the classrooms, we refinished some of the bathrooms, two small bathrooms. And we're also committed to do rebuilding the sanitary system and some of the site work on the outside, some paving, but mostly plant materials, things like that. We came in, we have a contract with a company that we let them park, a tree company, let them park in our park for a couple of months. They did tree work for us for that. So we've gotten creative in the way we're able to do things without that much money. And the rest of it's done all privately. So there was no county outlay of cash, dollars.
So it was just services that had a specific value, obviously, for the work that was being done. Right?
Yeah.
So that, I mean, I'm just remembering, for whatever reason, I remember $600,000 for whatever reason, between the planting, the sanitary set, and the work that was done in the classrooms or that space that would be classrooms.
I would be surprised if it was that much. I don't remember. I know Scenic Hudson has petitioned many people on this board to get funding for the sanitary system, $800,000 at, $600,000 for the entire site work, project all around the building. All of those we were able to work out without any funding. For instance, just for your own, the sanitary system. Our consultants went to the health department, and they said, okay, if you want to do a sanitary, it's a brand new one, it's going to be this much money. If you want to the other option is putting a whole line out to the front entrance connecting to the existing sanitary system. That's $800,000. The other was $750,000, but it wasn't worth doing all that money. When we met with the health department, department to department, we explained that there's an existing septic system there that had been working for the entire bathhouse. Now we're looking at two small restrooms with eight fixtures. We wanted to rebuild the existing, not rebuild it, but restore it. New pumps, a couple of new pipes, repairing, and the health department said that's fine. So that's what we're doing in-house with some interdepartmental equipment lending, so that where Parks is certified in repairing septic systems that we do all the time. So we're going to do that. That saves $800,000 in the project. So little by little, we've been incrementally saving, still with the goal in mind of having an operational classroom and concession area for the public to use by spring of 2011.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, and the second question was about the leases that they have 5-year terms, but if I recall, I thought that they only could be renewed. Do you remember how many times it could be renewed without it having to actually come in front of the board?
Before the board?
I believe it's twice, but I'm not sure.
It's 5 and 5.
5 and 5. Yeah, so five twice.
Five.
Right, so,
five,
right, so
five,
twice.
Five.
So.
The license agreements are 5 years with a renewal of 5 years in our option.
Okay, and you said that they've been operating for 15 years, so it sounds like we're...
The Seas of Westchester has been operating longer than I can remember with a letter, not a license.
Really?
And we couldn't even find the letter.
Wow.
So we changed that a few years ago.
Okay.
And so they were operating under a license. The Kayak Concession is a business. They were operating under a license. day one with us, and then with Sleepy Hollow. So in the last 5 years of operation, both those entities are operating through the village of Sleepy Hollow under the IMA. So we don't. So the county doesn't get involved in the licensing of those private concessions at the bathhouse. That in the IMA is a responsibility of the village of Sleepy Hollow, according to agreement.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, so through Mr. Chairman, can we just get a copy of the IMA?
Sure.
Yes, IMA with the Village of Sleepy Hollow.
That allows that particular
thing to...
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure you do. Yeah. If you don't, we have another problem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions?
Does she still kayak?
No, she does. She lives in an apartment in Croton. She lived in Croton for a long time as part of in Sleepy Hollow in Tarrytown. That's why she...
Right.
And a year ago, she was kayaking.
At
a year and a half ago, she's in China. She's unbelievable. If you went to the gala 2 years ago, she was our best friend. And she danced with Ned Sullivan. It was funny because he's tall and she's very short. The only problem she has right now is that her eyesight is going. But still smart as a whip and knows exactly what she wants to do.
That's amazing.
She's quite a character, but they're desperately trying to get some form of it being opened while she's still alive.
Sure. Oh, I don't blame them. Absolutely.
She's 102.
Yes.
Yeah.
With that in mind, I move
there. Yes. With all due haste.
Not a moment too soon. If there's no other discussion,
this
all
is
in favor.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kathy, Dave, thank you.
Do you need us for anything else?
Susan, do we have anything at all on there that I discussed with you that might...
I have a quick question for them, but I can take it offline.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Let me just run
thank
into
you
that
very
for
much.
One quick thing.
The... Section 2 of the agenda, other business. In your packet, after the material on this naming of the bathhouse, you'll see a draft resolution. It's before us today as a starting point for a resolution that. Would ultimately, if approved by the board, would represent the board's position relative to the need for a RFP soliciting proposals for the use and management of Playland Park.
As chairman of budget and appropriation, which is both of our committees that are going to be included as to obtaining feedback from these RFP, unless the lawyers in the committee have any suggested changes, I'll be happy to vote this resolution. I know we intended to have it without objection before the floor, and that did not materialize. Unless there are suggested changes, I perused it. It seems to be the points of interest that are happening right, and so I would not be happy to move it as presented unless there are any other suggested change.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry, what did I miss?
And also, once again, let me just, as Mr. Alvarado pointed out, one of the things that we're talking about here is the involvement of the budget committee, and obviously this, anything that we do here, we would refer over to budget. For a budget to take up. Mr. Yoshi.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I have, I have several concerns. Starting, I'll go in reverse order. The last resolve says shall be issued only with prior approval of the board. What would happen if the administration sends it out? They do it and send it out without our prior approval. Just, you know, this
what's
is a resolution.
Recourse?
What's our recourse? You know, so I just raised that as. You know, we set something up. I mean, if there's an answer, you know, maybe Ken or somebody there's an answer. But I'm just concerned. I don't know the answer, and I'm just concerned. They do it now. What's the, you know, we're out there. They violate our resolution. So I'm just, because I don't know what the answer is to that. That's one concern. Can we have an update? As you know, I've been away for a week. It was my understanding from just reading the papers off and on that I thought the administration was in fact moving forward an RFP. I mean, maybe without our involvement. With or without our involvement. But if in fact they are moving forward. Now, I guess we may want involvement, but if we're saying we're calling on two committees, we're calling that it be that the RFP be presented for consideration, input, and consent. But that just taking the language, it means we're expecting the administration to prepare one. Not necessarily jointly prepare, but it's going to be prepared by the administration, sent to two committees for consideration, input, and finally consent. So we're asking that, the first resolve says we're asking the counties to develop an RFP. But, you know, it's now August 23rd. The point is, have they already done it? What if they're about to send it out the same Wednesday? They're about to do it. We get involved, it goes to two committees, they meet, we don't meet, it's 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by. Do we care that if there's some timeline we wanted this out, are we going to be in a situation now where we don't get a quorum until next week? I mean, so I'm just wondering if it's not being done, well, we want to maybe get the ball rolling. But so I'm asking, what's the current status? And depending on the current status, that may play a role in what we want to do. If we want to, the big picture is, you know, if they do it, they do it. Let's see the responses. If we don't like it, we say, you know what, you didn't do it a good way, and we throw the whole thing. You know, I think we have a role in whatever's going to come back at some point. I mean, I'd like to understand whatever comes back. Does it go straight to ANC? I mean, if we're changing what happens to Playland, I assume we have a role. So, assuming we have...
With many things, yeah.
Yeah, so assuming we're going to have a role, and if we don't like what they did, shame on them for not maybe passing it by us to get our input. They go out with something we didn't like, we get bad things. I'm saying there's a whole process here. I just don't know if we want to get into the micromanaging it, but I just put it on the table. I don't know where we stand. So I just want to make those issues. I don't know, you know. Mm-hmm. With more information, I'm a little hesitant to vote for this without having more information.
Other discussion. And obviously, as I mentioned, this is a starting point. This incorporates a number of different points made about the about presentation, background. It also includes some of the points that we saw made in the draft resolution that was offered a few weeks ago.
It's all the whereas. I'm just focusing on the resolve. I mean, we can write all the whereas, it's all very nice, it's good or bad. I haven't really focused on the whereas. I'm just concerned about the resolves. What are we saying and what happens? With all due respect, I'm always here. A subpoena was issued. They didn't show up. Well, what happens? You know, we could pass a resolution. If they don't get our prior approval, they put it out. What happens? I mean, if we do things and then we don't back up what we do, I mean, where are we going with this? So if we have a clear plan, fine. Let's talk about the plan.
Okay. Mr. Jenkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Two things. One is that just for purposes of the clarification on the subpoenas, the meeting was adjourned to their appearance till tomorrow. So that's one thing. But as far as this particular item, my understanding is that on August 9th, when we had a discussion with Mr. Oros on this particular item, is that the RFP was prepared, but it had not gone out at that moment in time, which was on August 9th. From that point in time, I do not have any additional information that it has, in fact, gone out. So I don't have any information about that. We did in our but as far as the... as far as the discussions we had first internally in leadership, and now as far as a resolution is concerned, to state that there needed to be involvement from the board prior to the RFP going out. I actually looked at the last resolve, Mr. Rogalski, and I kind of agreed with your position on this. I believe that the way when, let's say, myself were thinking about this initially was that for a speed purpose, right, having it in front of the committees was going to be satisfactory, right? As opposed to having it having to appear at a full board meeting, because that would maybe be too lengthy of a time. So, I mean, if, you know, that, you know, from amendments and modifications, certainly a timing perspective, I agree with that particular point. But having the ability for the administration to have shaped an RFP and then come down and work with the chairman of Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation, and the chairman of Budget and Appropriations, so that we're not sending out an RFP and setting up a scenario where there's going to be conflict through the scenario and confusion from responses to that, would be the best move. We had this particular experience, if you recall, Mr. Rogalski, when we were doing the RFPs for the voting site, where the administration came in and said they wanted to do X, right? Mm-hmm. They wanted to go to 450 Sawmill River Road, and we went through several iterations, right? And we went through several iterations, and we actually shaped the RFP here at the table for budget and budget appropriations and government operations to make sure that the RFP matched what we wanted to have go out in an RFP. And then we were participants in that process. So I think it's a good thing that it would be in front of Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation and Budget and Appropriations. And if one has already been distributed and is already out in the street, we could have the same scenario that we had with 450, which was basically do it again, right?
Well,
and we made them go out for RFQ and RFP after they made a presentation. And quite frankly, to be supportive of what you were suggesting, is that we don't want to be in that position. We don't want to be in a position that, you know, it's a battle for something that we all think should be done to be able to identify, you know, what maybe better options. So I would think that the resolution would be be satisfactory if it just included being in front of Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation and Budget and Appropriations, and then moving forward. And then eventually it'll be in front of the full board for whatever final disposition things happen to be. So I agree with you, Mr. Rogalski. I think that might be a little bit too much as far as that particular thing is concerned, but I think that it should we should be part of it before it gets out, so we don't have this scenario where it's a conflict, Mr. Chairman. Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that. And maybe there's some compromise here. I think the example of 450 is, I think, is a little, I mean, it's good, but it's a little different because, you know, real estate is specifically our area. And so I think we, you know, clearly had, well, if we're going to decide on a piece of property to deal with, we really had a significant role to play in that RFP process, you can say. This, I'm not sure if we have the same role. I might be willing to go along. So you take the last resolve would come out, so it's not, we don't need the prior approval of the full board. In the next to last resolve, talk about consideration, input, and consent.
Yeah.
I get to the point. Consideration, input. Again, I'm playing devil's advocate. If we in our resolution say we want consent by the committees look at it, make three changes to it. Now you go back to the administration, and they agree. We're negotiating. If we had consideration and input. Maybe that's, and again, the spirit of working together, because, again, once we do something, we got to stand by what we do. If we say we want consent, we're in another negotiation, and I might be willing to go along with a statement of policy, this resolution where we're telling the public, you know, this is an important item. It may not be real estate, but it's an important item, and we feel as some part of the board, our committees, we want input, consideration, letting you know, don't send it out without showing to us. I mean, that's the message. We want input consideration. You know, it's on one man's opinion. We could say, and we want to consent to it. I'm not sure if I would just push the buttons that far because it has potential to create issues, which we may want to go down that road. I'm not sure I'm ready to go down that road. I might be willing to support input consideration. And let's work together. And presumably we reach a consensus. We don't have to, the committees, that means we're saying the committees are going to have to vote or somehow show consent to it. And so my suggestion, maybe if you take out the word consent, maybe I could say, you know what, maybe we're selling an expression of our concerns.
I understand.
That's awesome.
Mr. Chairman,
that makes any sense.
No, and I understand that. Fortunately, from the experience that
I know you've had experience.
No, the experience that I think that is best is to have the administration here at the table on record to be able to go back and forth and get the consent that would give us that opportunity to come up with the negotiation. Certainly, you know, I feel confident that whether it's Chairman Ryan or Chairman Alvarado, being able to work through some of the finer details while they're getting towards the committee meeting. But I would suspect that we would want the legislature, at least through its committee structure, to have given the authority to say, okay, let's send this RFP out. So we don't, again, in the spirit of cooperation, because if not, you know, we could get somebody saying, oh, thanks for your comment.
But again, if I can, Mr. Chairman, because, you know, that's a good give and take. You know, the other side of the coin might be we're calling for, we want to give our input consideration. If we don't, you know, if we can't come to that consensus, they go out with something that maybe we would not have consented to. Right. Well, at their peril, we would have told them we don't agree with these three things. We didn't put in a resolution. We had to come to that resolution, but we're telling you we don't like those three things. If they go out, they're on notice that you put out an RFP that you knew we weren't so crazy about here and there, and, you know, for further discussion, it puts them on notice. I just think we demand consent up front. You just may not get it. And then what? Now we're fighting over a procedural. We did it within consent. We consented to 99% of it. I think if we say, we're giving you our input, our consideration, the burden's on you, hopefully we'll come to consensus. But if we don't, we don't. Because everyone's on notice. I'm concerned about making that milestone. We have to consent. We'll be spending 6 months trying to consent.
Again, Mr. Chairman, through you, Mr. Gowski, I certainly think that hopefully that we can move expeditiously through this particular thing. The board, as all of us know, has the final word on this particular item, short of a license agreement for that. It is parkland. It is under the purview of the board to make determinations what happens in that parkland, and certainly, especially in playland. Playland is clearly defined in the charter on how things would work, and that all comes back to the board. So understanding that piece, I'm hopeful that, you know, the stronger the elimination of the entire board having to approve it would be the consensus point that you're
so eliminating the last result totally and keeping the word.
I just need the consent, because that, again, it's the members of the committee, and certainly I think that it would be helpful to do that, and it would be fast. You know, it's not for the whole board.
Yeah, that's the question. I guess we need to find out from the administration, Mr. Chairman. Are they going out tomorrow? I mean, we're setting up a system. We were past
to be
this.
Nodding a lot.
If we're going to pass this, we're saying we have two committees that are going to have to at least meet on this and get the RFP and discuss it. We're talking about.
Why don't we cut to the chase?
So what's the timing on this? It's going out, you know.
Okay. There's a question as to the timing of the issue with respect to the administration's process, where they are. What
I honestly can say that I don't even know, but I just remember that this was put out on the floor, and our chief of staff did have raised some questions regarding it, so I know he'd be happy to address the committee, but unfortunately I have been in another meeting right now.
Mm-hmm. But let me just say this, to go back to I have the original resolution that was presented to the board members for their consideration, request for unanimous consent at our meeting on August 9th. I have that. I have a proposed starting point for a resolution that it does do a couple of things. It attempts to put Playland into its proper context, what it's been, what it is today. Some notation as to some special significance that it has. Basically, a very short description as to what one finds at Playland this season, and then of course some very important issues: the modification of physical organization down there. That has been an important issue that has come to us sometimes informally, sometimes more formally over the past years, but this year, well, recent years in particular, a more formal presentation has been given to county government that would include a children's museum at the park. That's in here because it represents one of the more real modification proposals to the physical organization of Playland, and it goes to the very point of, you know, the future use of the park. What is it going to be down the road? And what are going to be the component parts of its physical organization? The resolution then touches on two other concerns to both the legislature and the county executive. That is, the annual contribution, the annual support that it receives from the general fund for its operations. The capital investment that has taken place there over the years, and there continues to be a long list of capital investment possibilities at the park. The whole issue of attendance, because so much of what we do focuses on budget and financial issues, attendance trending one way for 10 years and now more recently trending another way, and its impact on operating revenues to the park and in turn to the county. Something that isn't discussed much, but quite honestly is going to have to enter the picture, and that is an analysis of the costs and benefits associated with Playland as an economic engine, the economic activity. Playland does not exist down there in isolation by itself, just on the receiving end of some operating support and some capital investment. And then, of course, a statement that we all, I think, agree with, that in light of all of these very large issues, the future, the finances, what in fact is the intent of the county board and the executive? Well, that is to work together, and we deem it necessary to go out for a request for proposal on the future use and management of Playland Park with our taxpayers as partners in that process. So we now come to the intent of the board and the county executive to use one of the solicited proposals in our work. That's the process. You pick one of them. We may find it to be very valuable, as the county executive may find it to be valuable, or we may find that the proposals don't do much because of our inclinations with respect to the future and the policy we want to set.
And prior history.
So now we get down to the nuts and bolts. And once again, this is offered as a starting point. I, as chairman, I don't take ownership of the pieces that are here in the resolve clauses, but they're present because of some of the discussions that have gone on. The consent in that second to the last paragraph is in there because the original resolution offered on the 9th said that, resolved, the RFP shall not be issued for the use and management of Playland Park without the approval of those committees of the County Board of Legislators. Not only are they two separate and distinct committees, but combined, they probably represent a majority of the Board of Legislators. So in effect, requiring the reapproval of those committees is in fact requiring the approval of a majority of the Board of Legislators. That's an important thing to be discussing. I think because of what would happen to this request when it comes back and when it's ultimately selected, and the options that would be in front of this board, I don't know whether it is necessary to have any gate or approval process at this point at all. I do think that it's extremely important before this go out that the administration provide it to the two committees, in other words, to the board through its two committees, for our consideration and our input, simply because I think that there are 17 people down here that could possibly make the RFP stronger, and I think that the administration would welcome good suggestions would in fact result in a stronger RFP, and an RFP that perhaps does an even better job at targeting what exactly we're looking for from the respondents who will send in these proposals. And in the end, this board has a long history of using RFPs when they feel they're valuable, or the solicited proposals, rather, when they feel they're valuable, and not using them when they feel that they are not. And those are always options that we have at that point in the process. Anyway, Mr. Gass.
Mr. Chairman, you make some good points. Let me make a couple of comments.
first on a specific whereas, and you went through all of them and you gave certain justifications. I would, if we were to go forward, I would have some problems with the second to last whereas on the first page, because it sets up establishing justification for funding the park's ongoing operations. I'm not, you know, in submittals by any outsiders, they certainly, I assume, are going to look at costs and benefits, things, but I'm not sure if we want to say as a matter of public policy, because if you have to start justifying, no park makes money. Sure. In my opinion. For whatever reason, because maybe it's an amusement park, people focus on Playland, it's losing 2 cents or two million, and it's all cost benefit. Every park loses money. We got to look at justifying parks cost benefit. We close down Tippets. We'd be closing everything down. So I just don't think we need to be putting words in establishing justification. People may respond, especially any private interest. They may certainly do their own cost benefit, the work in the park. But I'm not sure we want to establish justification.
And further, to that point, Mr. Rogowski, what he means as an economic agent, yeah, in the county, right. How do you...
Exactly. I would take that one whereas that, but the larger issue. Let's step back a second. There was a master plan done several years ago, to my recollection. We looked at it. We didn't look at it. I don't know how deeply we really... We spent $250,000, if I recall, in that master plan.
We never approved it.
And so what we really did with that, I don't really recall.
Nothing.
But let me come back to this RFP. It seems to me, maybe I'm just in on my own world, when government does an RFP, government first, whether it's a master plan, an EIS, some decision-making process, you know, we think, we make a policy, we want to do X. Well, how do you implement X? Well, you do an RFP, you lay out what it is you want, and you find the 1, 2, 3, 18 people bidding or doing it on that thing. If we're going out with RFP now, someone may want to privatize it this way. Someone may want to just buy all the rides. There might be 20 different types of proposals, all different. So, to that extent, what goes into the request, can I say, what we're going to see. But my point is, that's a big discussion. You know, it's going to take, in my opinion, some time, because what is it that we want? I mean, we're going to drive this decision. Someone comes in, they decide they want a married comes in. Who's pushing the system? We had a master plan. We can bring people in. Let's get the opinions on privatizing. We should be doing all that work. And at the end of that process, when we as legislators say, you know what? This looks good. Whatever. Let's now put some meat on the, but there's some substance to say, bid on this. We're going out to the world, and we might get this and this and this, and all, there won't even be apples and oranges to compare. So, as I say, I haven't spent a lot of time this summer focusing on a lot of this, but look at this RFP. It's RFQs and RFP. What exactly is the proposal we're asking the world? You make the policy for us. We're requesting proposals. And maybe that's one way to go. That's like holding a public hearing. Send out the request. Have all these proposals come in. They'll be all over the place, I assume. All different kinds. And that'll be the starting point for our policy discussions. Or should we start with a master plan that put some thinking into it, maybe had certain restrictions, and do our policy thinking here, and then go out? So I'm sort of questioning even the timing, because I'm not sure what the hell is RFPs even all about, honestly.
Mr. Drake.
Thank you, Ms. Timmy. And just to the point that Mr. Galski said, which is part of the reason why it's a necessity to have the resolution in the first place, that there has been the administration has a view that they would like to go out to the world and look at with, as far as RFP. So that answers your first question, which is there's a view of what that is. That this resolution would do is say, okay, that view, bring it to the board, to the two committees that we're referring to, have the discussion and shape what we're really trying to ask the world for, so that we don't have exactly what you just pointed out, which is an answer to a question that is inconsistent or may not be what the administration and the legislature would like. I mean, we really should try to start from something that we both can agree on. It could be broader than that.
Because that intent was, if I may go, Mr. Jenkins, to the chair, that intent was demonstrated to News 12, to me as a legislator. So that did not, sound good to me in the way it was presented.
Well, maybe if in fact, because I'm not sure at the time, if in fact, say, you know what, maybe they're about to run out with this, but if we were going to take a month or 2 months, get quote their RFP and really look at it. I mean, if we're not under time, I might, all right, if it's part of a overall discussion of where we're going with this, then I might be more inclined to say, yeah, bring it down here, let's really go into it. And but it's like, what's the big plan? You know, are we rushing to get something out?
But to exactly to your point, Mr. Krauske, the administration has something that they would like to go out, that they're planning on going into an RFP. If they've gone out yet or not is not the point. But to have a discussion around the table between the administration and the legislature to make sure that it's consistent makes sense. And to your other point about the cost-benefit analysis and justification, the chairman did a wonderful job of putting that into context and say what driver that Playland did. We did a study, right? And the study was commissioned to show how much money that Playland derives for Westchester County. And whether we believe that study or don't believe that study, that is some information that we have. And I'm just doing it from the top of my head. I'm thinking it was around $21 million worth.
No, it was. But I question the language need to be considered by the county in establishing justification. The study's out there. It's part of the public record. I agree with you. It's out there. It's all very important. And in the responses, that will be taken into account. I just felt our resolution, our policy, I'm not sure I want to be setting up that to be considered in establishing justification for funding the park. It may be that the park, in losing $500,000 next year, it might be the best buy we ever got. You know, Glen Island Casino. But
right.
So what do we mean by justifying the? I just don't want to set that up. That's what I'm saying. I just want to, because what does it mean?
And in fairness, I
know those studies are out there.
No, and I appreciated the angle in the beginning. You know, we do enough resolutions. We know the whereas. You know, are important to help shape. But the real meat is in the resolution.
Right. So I almost didn't look at
it. And it helps the administration, when they come in with their RFP, understanding some of the framework that the legislature is expecting. So, anything that we could do that could facilitate the process, from a timing perspective, I would suspect that the administration is trying to see some responses and understanding in shaping their budget for 2011, right? Which would make sense to do. And while the park is not closed yet, we don't have a year-end report, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that you even got a mid-year report from...
No, we did get, ironically, attendance was down by the last time the ex-commissioner came in, but the revenues were fine.
The revenues were up, right? So there's a lot of there's a lot of things that are going on in the mix. So again, I think that this helps the shape the discussion. And again, as a legislator that is on this particular committee, but I also think that between Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation, with the great understanding that Chairman Ryan has and understanding with the parks and the system and how it all works together, and certainly Chairman Alvarado on budget appropriations, that we could work together and having that shaped in a way that, again, puts the county and gets the best information back that allows all of us to make smart decisions. And again, while there's some differences as far as the RFP process or what it was for the voting machines, that we had 9 responses can come back, and we went through all of them in detail. And I think that's the best way to make this work, because if the answer is this, whatever the answer is, it's going to pop out to all of us at the end. And I think that will, it actually will help the people of Westchester County. It'll help us understand the various options that we have available to us. It'll certainly let the local legislators in the area, whether it's Judy and Marty, yourselves, to be able to understand and explain and have conversations in the community, because we'll all have the whole ball of wax's results. And the best decision, whatever that is, it is. Right?
Well, again, Mr. Chairman, if I can, thank you. But again, first, I wasn't going to say this before, but reducing parks operating income. I don't know if it does that. And now I'm hearing that, in fact, maybe the operating income is not reduced. So, again, we're making a comment in there, which may not be true.
What would you prefer to see?
Well, I would prefer
when you know that the overall objective is basically saying, let it be resolved that the Board of Legislators wants to be
right. I would take out the established, because this does set policy. I would take out establishing justification for funding. I would take that out. But on the result,
I think we're, you're right. When the answers come back, and we go through all our jobs to go back, I think if certainly if we have to consent, I think we're going to need more time. And I don't know what the timelines are, if it's the budget for next year, because consenting, we're signing on, and I, for one, without, I think I read the master plan first again, and then kind of, so if we take the word consent out, we give our input to their RFP, we give our ideas to their RFP, we might say, you know what, it's great, and we do vote to consent, let's say. But my feeling is Bill can invite the administration in next week. Tell us what you think. Tell us what's in the RFP. Tell us what
instead
you're doing.
Instead of this.
Instead of this. To your point, bring them in. And if we don't, we don't like what we hear, we can always, but.
As one legislator, this is an attempt to say, please include us in the process here. You're absolutely right. So far, we haven't been able to really make that work in a lot of different areas.
Well, let him. I mean, I remember this committee.
Yes,
I'm
certainly willing to say before we move on this, let's see if could we bring them in next week.
We can bring them in, and I think that. Let me just put this in another context that's important to me as well. A few months ago, I presented at one of our meetings a proposed work plan for the balance of the year.
Yeah.
One of the large items on it was playland. And as you remember, there was nothing about that work plan that talked about the need for an RFP. The work plan discussed the different options. There might have been four or five options, from just recognition that it is parkland, and now we have nothing but a few museum pieces. The rest of it is basically passive parkland, mm-hmm. the nature sanctuary adjoining it, mm-hmm. Some other uses, but basically a whole thing, a much different place than it is today. Going to the other end of the spectrum, a fully operating, full-blown, active, exciting family amusement center. And I've always viewed that the use, current use, and the future use of the park is a decision for the legislature to make. And that's why, in my view, any RFP would be premature. One of the questions I would have right out of the gate is, an RFP for what? Are we inviting proposals in from individuals who will take a look at comparable amusement parks elsewhere in this country and work with us and make recommendations as to how it should be, how the park should be used, how it should be managed in order to do a couple of things, improve the visitor experience and also have it be economically viable. That's one target. Or is the target where this RFP goes out to people and the message is, hey, come on in and tell us how you're going to use this private entity. And by the way, you're going to manage it, so tell us how we benefit from it, but make sure you keep us in the black. And they come in and they basically say, going forward, this is how we think Playland should be used, and this is the contractual arrangement we want with you, and this is how we're going to keep you in the black. And next thing you know, you got one train going down one track, and you got the legislature sitting there saying, but that's not our view for Playland Park.
That's where we are.
Okay? And so, I just think that an RFP is premature.
But it's done.
It's very well done, and they in fact can release it, and they can get XYZ company to come back in and be chomping at the bit to take over this place. And if that is not our view,
we have to consent it to
that is not our view of where we want to go.
So what do we do? As you are chair of parks, include us?
I think that, Mr. Chairman...
I think we can invite them in, give them that message here at the table. We'll meet jointly.
Okay.
We'll give them that message at the table. Mm-hmm. Because I think the discussion, even though they put in the work on the RFP, and if they do send it out, I think it's of very, very limited value to the legislature until we start to decide, as a legislature, what we want to do with Playland and where it's going.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, just in that spirit, one of the things that I might suggest, I mean, you have a motion and a second on a particular item with some modifications on it. The suggestion I would make is still certainly that you can still vote out of the committee this particular resolution with the modifications, and we do not have a board meeting until September 7th, and certainly based on your schedule and availability between you and budget and appropriations to bring them up, right? And then we can decide that we don't need to do that particular thing. But I think it's important, especially given that, as far as we know right now, there has not been a release of an RFP, that from a committee perspective, that the committee's on record of saying that we would like to have that level of participation. And we're not just saying pretty please about it. We're demanding that level of participation so that we are avoiding, right? We're really making an attempt to avoid a conflict situation. Two different trains on the track, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. So we are not sending mixed messages to the people that may be respondents. Right? Because, again, that would be the thing that would make sense.
All right. And on the spirit of cooperation, Mr. Rogatsky has suggested some changes as eliminating the last resolve. And that would also eliminate the end, be a further resolve that would come off because there won't be another resolve there. And, Mr. Rogatsky, you want to take the justification part on the other side.
But are we leaving consent in? Consideration?
Yeah, we're leaving
consent.
That's what the
because
Mr.
it implies
yeah,
consent.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I'm
going to go through. I get nitpicky. Got to decide if I'm going to vote for this. But in the whereas, viewed by county officials as below the park's potential. Why are we putting words in? I mean, where do we get that from? It says, however, planless financial performance is viewed by county officials as below the park's potential.
From the Journal News.
From the article that the county executive stated.
Why are we putting our resolution? I mean, I don't know. It's drafted.
That's the only information we're getting.
Well,
I think around this table, I mean, a lot of this, going back to some of the notes that I know I have, others have, some of these were in fact consensus positions taken during discussions. Here's one thing for sure. If we were, if our attendance this year is like half of the high water mark, we know that there are numbers that show that it's reduced the park's operating income. A statement by the commissioner that income is up. You have to understand, he was talking about income is up. He may have been comparing that to just the prior season. We're talking about longer-term trend lines. So we do have some concern that I think that... support some of the discussion here. To Mr. Rogowski's good point about the costs and benefits, I know that the idea of putting that in was to alert everyone that this was not in isolation somewhere, just a cost center that we were looking at. There were substantial costs and benefits that just so happened to generate economic activity that do substantially contribute to the economies of the academy. And it's a factor that county officials, like the board, like the executive, need to consider in as they establish what is an annual justification for funding the park. One of the things is it's an important piece of additional information that makes that decision to fund a good decision. So we may toy with the language a little bit, but the idea was there's more to it, folks, than just looking at cost center sheet, was it in the red or in the black? Oh, in the red means it's not a good decision when there are so many other things to be taken into consideration.
I guess I'm not going to vote for, listen, there's six of us here. I'm not voting for it. I think the RFP, as you say, was premature. I think there's time to bring them in. We can always vote to say we want an RFP, but I think we need to do so much work, certainly with the word consent in there. The consent, then we're signing on. To your point, they may have a view, they may have thought about it, they know what they want. I'm not sure the legislature, those two committees, know what we want. And if we're saying we need to consent, and once we put that in writing, well then we gotta fight to get our consent, then we have to have that whole debate. Otherwise we may be signing off on their view of the world. It may take us 6 months to come up with our view of the world. And then we're waiting 6 months to consent to the RFP. So if we want to have input, because then they can go do it, we can say, hey, you did it, you didn't listen to us, but if we want to put demand on us to consent to it, then we have to have that whole debate. I think I'll hold up to that.
And it doesn't have to be a whole debate if we work together.
We can give our input and consideration.
It doesn't need 6 months of time.
Well, obviously the administration is...
They must have a view.
They're free to do this. Right. And they, the way the circumstances are, they're able to do it. The only thing I can recommend is if the consent is dropped, then I think it's incumbent on us when we do meet in joint committee with a majority of this legislature's members around this table, that if a view comes up that is contrary to a majority view, then I think we have the obligation to alert the administration as well as our public that you're going to go through this process, but understand something, we're not going to see much value in it. We're asking for X, you're going out soliciting Y, we've already told you we're not interested as the policy-making branch of this government, we're not interested in Y. We're interested in an improved X.
And Mr. Chairman, just...
I'll support. If you take out consent, I'll go away.
And all I'm suggesting is that the consent word is extremely important, okay. Right? And I understand the point, right? So if we do the consent, Mr. Chairman, I think that we leave it with the consent in it. Certainly understand Mr. Legowski's objection to it, but I think that it needs to have that strength so it comes before your committee, and then everyone does the due diligence and work. You know, together.
And then if they send it out without our consent, what do we do?
I'm hopeful that's not going to happen, right? You know, I think that, again, where we're at from this particular perspective is that we're trying to be on record of suggesting strongly that we're looking to work together on it as opposed to having a situation set up where there is going to be an objection. And we have stated this several times off the record, right, and, you know, on the record in this particular case with this particular resolution. So I know there's motion, Mr. Chairman, and I know we have another meeting that we need to go to. So if we could...
All right. I moved it with the amendments that I highlighted. We're keeping the word assets as they are just because they're general comment that we're...
Right. They're keeping the word consent.
Yeah. And we're keeping the word consent in. So that was my motion. Did you second it? Who seconded my motion?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Second. As amended by Mr. Rogowski, yes, with the last resolve clause?
Yeah. Gone. And be it further gone.
And be it further gone.
Right. Okay.
And you wanted the other side with
you. He's not going to vote for it anyway. So.
I would take the justification language out, but it's
okay. So with those amendment, okay. Moved and seconded.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. In light of the hour, we do have another meeting that starts at 5. So at this point, I would entertain a...
You have plenty of items that people may have.
Let me just see something here. Susan, what
Bill, did you vote in the affirmative?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I see you have the received and filed, and I would so...
Oh, okay, we have received and filed. We have
eight items.
We have recommended receive and file because of action already taken on the...
Yes, sir.
Main items of one,
yes,
two,
I'll
eight.
Second them.
Okay.
Eight of them.
Second? Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, those
I move that we adjourn.
And motion to adjourn.
Some
second.
Marty, can you both go to coffee?
Vote to adjourn.
There we go. Coffee.
Here.
Coffee here.